ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 26, த ஃபால் ஆஃப் தாட்சகா. ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ். Then to the soul-stirring words of his preceptor, Rama, steadfast in his principles of conduct, gave meet reply with joined palms the while. My father's commands and more than that, my respect for thee, impel me to follow without hesitation or doubting the orders given by Vishwamitra. For have I not been enjoined to that very purpose by my sire Dashrath in the royal presence and before the holy sages? And shall I falsify his words? Never. So out of respect to my father and out of respect to the Holy One of boundless wisdom, whom I have the happiness to call my guru, I shall verily bring about the destruction of Tataka, and no doubt of that. Here I am ready to carry out your orders that aim at the welfare of cows and brahmanas and the happiness of these once prosperous lands. So saying, he grasped his mighty bow by the middle, strung it in a moment, and drew it to his ear. And the sound thereof was terrible to hear and echoed far and near. Birds and beasts and the numerous creatures that made the dreadful forest their home trembled in affright. Tataka was at first confused. But then rage and bounded mastered her, and she rushed towards the spot whence the sound came. Seeing her advance towards them with open mouths, huge as a mountain and deformed, Rama turned to Lakshmana and said, "Lo, my dear brother, yonder Yakshini is no pleasant sight to behold. Timid ones will die of terror were they to look at her. But endowed as she is with unlimited prowess of illusion, and be she formidable to stand against, my arrows shall compel her to retire as fast as she came, but in nose and ears less. Anyhow, I cannot bring myself to slay her, for her womanhood stays my arm. I shall even content myself with depriving her of her energy and power of motion." He had not finished when Tataka espied him afar and rushed at him with a howl of rage. Vishwamitra stayed her with the word "hum" and prayed that the brothers may come out safe and victorious. She raised a huge cloud of dust to shut out the princess from view for a time, and then resorting to her powers of illusion, showered rocks and stones on the pair. Then Rama's ire was up, and scattering the rocks by a flight of arrows, he cut off her hands as she sprang at him. Yet she stayed not, but roared frightfully, albeit tired and without her hands, when Lakshmana operated on her and chopped off her ears and nose. The next moment she assumed a thousand shapes and was here, there, and everywhere. And all at once she vanished from view, leaving them bewildered by her illusion. Yet a ceaseless downpour of rocks indicated her activity and made her terrible presence felt, at which Vishwamitra grew impatient and exclaimed to Rama with some warmth, "A truce to your misplaced tenderness. Are you not yet convinced that she is a she-devil who has destroyed the sacrifices of many an unoffending sage? Twilight is drawing apace, and then these foul things of darkness are most powerful, nay, almost invincible. See how her energy increases as the day wanes and the night draws near. Slay her outright and delay not." Strong in her powers of illusion, she remained invisible, but Rama's arrows sought her out even there and stayed her rocky downpour. Then in sheer despair did she rush at the princess with terrible roars of baffled rage. Then with the boy hero shot at her a fiery shaft. Fierce as the thunderbolt and almost irresistible, it struck her full on the chest. Down she fell and gave up her bloody life. At once there arose a glad shout of unspeakable relief from the anxiously watching Indra and his host of celestials. "Bravo! Bravo! Well done!" cried they with one voice and lauded Rama to the skies. They then addressed themselves to Vishwamitra and said, "O Holy One, all hail to you. You have laid every one of us under a deep obligation. Give yet another proof of your great love to Rama by imparting unto him the science of divine weapons, the sons of the Prajapati Brishashva, of never failing might, brought unto existence by long and terrible tapasya. You cannot find for them a fitter recipient than Rama. So devoted is he to your service, and so necessary it is towards accomplishing a great end we have in view for him. So delay no more." They ended, and with loving salutations to the Holy One and hearty blessings to the boy heroes, departed to their respective abodes. Meanwhile, the shades of night were falling fast, and Vishwamitra, well pleased with Rama, smelt him lovingly on the head and said, "Rest we here for the night and reach my hermitage tomorrow." So they passed the night in the once dreaded haunts of Tataka, but now free from its unhappy curse and once again a smiling and happy land, beautiful even as Chaitra Ratha. Rama, having thus rid the earth of the terrible doctor of a Yaksha, gods and sages vied with one another in singing his praises. A deep sleep and sweet descended upon the tired eyes of Rama, and he lay locked in the soft arms of slumber till he was aroused at the early dawn by the holy sage. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.